Let's look at this next question on today's broadcast of Answers from the Book. Can God be insulted? The definition of insult is an expression, statement, or sometimes behavior which is disrespectful or scornful. Does the Lord feel insulted if we regard or treat Him in such a way? Let's let the Scriptures speak for themselves. Isaiah 42 verse 8 says, I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. The Lord, because of who He is, refuses to allow anyone else to share in His glory and the praise that is properly due to Him. To do so would be greatly offensive to the Lord. The Lord said to His backslidden people in Psalm 4 verse 2, O ye sons of men, how long will you turn my glory into shame? How long will you love vanity and seek after leasing? Selah. Surely the Lord was insulted and angered by the behavior of a people who He had blessed so greatly, yet they refused to follow Him. Psalm 69 is a messianic psalm. That means that while David wrote it about himself, it finds its complete application when it is applied to the Lord Jesus. Let's consider Psalm 69 verse 20. Reproach hath broken my heart, and I am full of heaviness. And I looked for some to take pity, but there was none, and for comforters, but I found none. It's easy to see that this verse is in reference to the Lord Jesus as He hung upon the cross of Calvary. Now the Lord Jesus, while reading in the synagogue one day, read from the book of Isaiah chapter 61. From the portion that He read, He tells us in Luke 4:18 and 19, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. The Lord came to heal the brokenhearted. Yet, we just read in Psalm 69:20 that the Lord's heart was broken by the reproach or hatred and rejection of the very people He came to save. It is amazing to realize that what we do touches the heart of God. He was heartbroken because of those who rejected Him, because those who reject Him will suffer forever in hell. The Lord does not want this. 2 Peter 3:9 tells us that the Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. It breaks His heart when someone rejects Him. He loves each one and wants to save each one. Let me ask you, are you breaking the Lord's heart with your rejection of Him? Would you like to cause the Lord to rejoice? Luke 15:7 says, I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth. The Lord is so pleased when someone comes to Him with a repentant heart, desiring to be saved. For the believer, we can also delight the Lord's heart. 3 John 1:4 says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. The Lord's greatest joy comes when those He has redeemed obey His word and walk in its truth. My dear friends, let's not insult the Lord or cause His heart to be broken. Let us rejoice His heart by trusting Christ as our Savior and then walk in all the truths given to us in the precious and perfect Word of God.